This is the M Zone.
And welcome back to the M Zone. Jamie Morris, Matt the Hitman Nizzler, best in the Bizzler, Boom Boom Matty Leach, and let's go right to the phones. 734-998-1050. 734-998-1050. What up, Mustafa?
How you doing, Jimmy? How are you?
Doing well. How about you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I did not know the topic of the day until I called. And when I called, you know, Trey was on. And I'm like, okay, this is what I was going to talk about. I called to talk about this whole NBA situation with a couple of players. And Jamie, to me, if you want to know if your model is working, I mean, compare yourself to your other peer. Like, if you look at it, the last 4 or 5 years, the NCAA champions come out of Villanova, North Carolina, Kansas, and Baylor. Is any one of those teams is in a situation that Michigan is in right now, waiting on a couple 18-year-old kid to make a decision why your roster is unsettled? See, Jamie, Joanna Howard has forgotten more basketball than all of these people's entourage and parents. Yet, they won't even listen to him. I can tell you right now, they do not even want to hear his opinion. They want to talk to other people. To me, this is so frustrating to the point where Caleb Houston and Musa, they took away so much playing time out of you know, Terrence Williams and Kobe and everybody else. Terrence Williams should be considered next year one of our man guys. He did not play a whole lot for the benefit of a freshman who you knew he wasn't going to stay here. They don't want to stay here. You know it. To me, going forward, Joanne has to step away from this philosophy. You can get the 4-star guys, the 4-ups, the Kobe. They could be, I mean, McDonald, All-American. But those one-and-done players, they few and you know them. They know them. Everybody know them. Don't take them. Ask Tom Izzo with Max Christie. They don't benefit you. All they do is create more attrition with your program than help you. Every day, every play they make, it's not for the better of the team. They are trying to showcase their position in the draft. They don't play team game. They don't play team ball. This thing is so frustrating that these kids are holding up this university and university like Michigan all over the country. If I'm a coach, I'm going to stay away from this model. I don't touch them. It's not going to work. Jamie, I'm so agitated about all this. I swear to God, I don't care what they're going to do in their lives. I came here for a better opportunity, Jamie. That's why I left all I know and love behind. So I'm all for shooting for better opportunity. But in the process, this university, this school is bigger than everybody else. And please, Joanne, do not put this program in a situation like this. We don't need this. We don't want this.
I Mustafa, I get what you're saying. Goodness. But remember, when John Beilein was here, when he started out and he was bringing his type of player, the player that he was looking for, John Beilein was not a star guy. If you fit my system, I want you in. You can shoot the three. You can be the three. He was that type of coach. And people didn't like – he wasn't going after 4 or 5 stars, one-and-done kids or anything like that. He was going after kids that were going to stay around for a while, learn the system, and that's how he built his program. I'm just saying this. I'm going to say this. I get what you're saying. There were a lot of people that loved that Juwan Howard was coming in because we're going to get the system guy that may be here for 4 years, but we have an opportunity to get a 5-star that may be around for 1 or 2 years, but it doesn't mess up the system, what he's running. So I get what you're saying, Mustafa. Look, we ran the possibility of Musa and Caleb. I mean, they both were one and done. They were said to be one and done players. Look, I get what you're saying. Juwan already
it is
knew
not,
that.
It is not a winning formula, Jamie. I'm talking about winning formula. Look at the team that I won recently. They don't have players like this. God bless them, but you're not going to win with them.
Respectfully disagree, Mustafa, because if you look at Duke, look at Coach K, and he made the transition from those Shane Battiers, those 4 and 5 year kind of players, and transferred to, you look at their national championships, they've had a few one and dones. Kansas, they had, I believe, 2-3 sophomores who have declared for the NBA draft as well as a senior. But all of the good teams, they have these players. And even if you look at North Carolina over the years, they'll have this really good team. They'll win the national championship, and then they'll lose all of those players to the draft. One year, their sixth man was the number two player in the draft. They went through one or two rough years, and then they got, oh, this guy, Tyler Hansbrough, and then had another few years, and then, oh, reloaded. And it's a tough model. But what I would also argue is that even if you try and recruit those guys that you think are 3 and 4 year players, there's a good chance that if they come and they're not happy for whether it's playing time or this or whatever it might be, they can easily just hop in the transfer portal and go other places. So even if you try and recruit that guy that you think is not necessarily just a one and done, but could be around for a few years, the way that college basketball has gone and with the transfer portal, there's no guarantee. There's a few guys that I could say, again, Frankie Collins this year, you think he's going to be our starting point guard next year? He's gone. You could say the same about David DeJulius when he transferred to Cincinnati, when we thought that he was going to be the heir apparent for Xavier Simpson. So even if you have those guys that you think are going to stick around for 3 or 4 years, there's no guarantee that they do.
I just made the ego out. I don't think this is for me. I don't know. It just don't work. I mean, that's not what I believe in love. This is too much. And like even the Duke that you talk about, that Duke team, there was a one special generation with Winslow and stuff. They won with those guys. But that was it. Ever since then, Kentucky can't win nothing. Duke can't win nothing. North Carolina, Kansas won this year with upperclassmen. I mean, they did not win with freshmen. Freshmen don't win championship
had two sophomores starting in that lineup, I know for sure, because Wilson, who was supposed to, who had committed to Michigan, and then Brown. I know Ochi Ajabi, Abachi, he's a senior. So, again, it's rare that you get those guys who stick around for 3 or 4 years, but you're right. That's part of the reason why they were successful this year. But also there's a good chance that they were the favorite to win it in 2022. And some of these players like Abachi, who was highly rated as a sophomore, if they would have won in 2020, if we would have had a tournament, there's a chance that some of those players could have been gone earlier than that. So I agree with you that the only one that you said, because even Villanova, they had Jalen Brunson, who was a sophomore. Gillespie was young when they won it their first time around. They have had some young players. The only one that hasn't had a team with at least one or two young players starting, I think, really was Baylor.
All right, so not to hijack the line, though. That's the end of the show. I know somebody else call in. I'll talk to you guys another day, but I'm not done with this. This is just not going to be – I mean, I don't like it at all.
You keep calling back, and we'll talk you down from the tree that you climbed up in, okay?
I got you, brother. I got you.
All right.
Let's go. 734-988-1050. Of course you aren't. You weren't the end of the show, Mustafa. Hey, Danny, what's up with you?
Hey, guys, how are you? I got to tell you, I am one of the most unhappy people out there when it comes to the NCAA. I find it to be one of the most corrupt organizations that has ever been created. I got to tell you, as I heard earlier on the show, they do a great job putting on an NCAA tournament. They do a great job putting on all the other tournaments for the other sports. I like the way they handle things when it comes to that. They do a great job with their media, with their sponsors and their corporate sponsors. But when it comes to enforcement, the way they have treated my Orange, and I know Ira Weintraub's going to go nuts right now, and my beloved coach Jim Boeheim, is just awful compared to what they've done with other schools. The fact that they took away 101 wins of his to this day, you know, after all the things that have gone on at other schools compared to what has gone on in, at my beloved Syracuse University, is just, it's just shameful. And I just really think that, I hope somebody, Mark Emmerich got a degree from Syracuse University, got a graduate degree from the Maxwell School of Citizenship. I don't know if you guys know this, but on the committee that took away Coach Boeheim's 101 wins was our beloved Lloyd Carr. And I just think that somebody needs to come in and really shake that place up. Now with the NIL, I mean, it's the wild, wild west at the NCAA, and what happened at North Carolina with their independent studies, you know, and they got off scot-free. Louisville with their escort program, you know, for the players, Rick Pitino, who was Jim Boeheim's right-hand man back in the days, early days in the 80s at Syracuse, got off scot-free, living the life in New Rochelle at Iona. I mean, it's just, the whole thing is just ridiculous. I mean, and even look at Penn State. When Penn State had their whole thing and they threw Joe Paterno out, poor man dies. They took his wins away for about 15 minutes and then gave him all his wins back. When are they going to give Coach Boeheim his wins back? All of us up in upstate New York and central New York, we're waiting, because our coach is going to be the first coach in the history of the NCAA. He's sitting at 983 wins right now. He's going to be the first coach in the history of the NCAA to win 1,000 games twice.
Well, I be patient. Be patient. I look, if they've done it for Penn State, all of the things I've seen, that I've seen the documentary, it, just be patient.
So, you know, so I really think that, you know, it's because of these issues, Jamie and Matt and Matt, that the that's why the Power Five, I think, in many respects, is getting sick of it. And the way they treat the SEC with kid gloves, when our friend Nick Saban down in Alabama does anything he wants. I mean, it's just the whole thing is so ridiculous. It's unbelievable. You know, they had to put this NIL in finally for the other schools to finally keep up with what's been going on in the SEC for years, and what's been going on with probably with some of our Big Ten brothers. You think Ohio State and Michigan State have been so squeaky clean all these years with all the things that, you know, holy, holy Tom Izzo has done to bring people in, and their, and Mark D'Antonio. I mean, come on. And I mean, it's just the whole thing is ridiculous that, you know, and I give a lot of credit to Michigan because, you know, if anything wants, anybody wants to throw, you know, stones at our glass house, our house is pretty, I say our glass compared to these other universities at Michigan, and I even include Syracuse in this. Yes, we had the Ed Martin scandal and everything like this, but our football program has been very clean compared to other schools. And that's what I want to say, that, you know, we do things, why they call Michigan the leaders of the best. Yes, we're arrogant, but yes, we're arrogant for a reason, because we try to do things the right way at the university. And yes, we've made mistakes along the way, but not like the other schools out there that are getting away with things scot-free, even before the NIL was in place.
Well, Danny, you're right. Wow.
I was just going to say, Danny, I do echo your sentiments of the NCAA being up there for one of the more corrupt organizations, certainly in the world of sports. I mean, FIFA certainly stands out to me as the number one.
That's what I was going to say. Are you kidding me?
Hey,
there's a lot of organizations, sports organizations. Yep. On the tape. I mean,
yep.
World renowned.
You are absolutely right, Jamie. But like I said, so I'd probably rank FIFA number one, but the NCAA is not too far behind in the way that they decide to handle some of these things. So some of those teams, like you said, Alabama or some of the other schools, they would be in favor of it. The ones who have gotten the benefit of the doubt, the ones who haven't, maybe would be pushing for it a little bit more. But I do think that that's why we could see this final push that we've been hearing about of the Power Five kind of doing their own thing separate from the NCAA. But I don't know if that's necessarily a great step, because I do think it just moves us one step closer to professional football and kind of really taking the college part out of it and stop playing that school and just go there and play football.
I don't think that's going to happen, but hey, it's why they're going to call it a stipend. They're never going to call it a payment. They're never going to let the student athlete, and they're always going to keep that name, student athlete. So I get what you're saying, but the smart thing is everybody comes together and figure it out. You better do something, because you get more people like Danny. That's all it takes. It's just, hey, this and this and this and this. You guys got to straighten up your house before you can straighten up anybody else's. Just saying. Hey, that's going to do it. You guys probably don't know, but I want to give an alert. We do have a Tiger game at 1:10 tomorrow. So if we do come on, we will come on pretty on later as the game concludes. And it won't be a full show, but it will have some minutes, and we'll have some time to discuss some things. So that being said, you've been listening to the M Zone on WTKA AM 1050. That's 6 E's. Ticket!
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.